We don't ordinarily associate a sense of real urgency with the working methods of jazz musicians. We stereotype them as these hang-loose artistes who follow their muses and work very late and get up whenever they want. But as Reese Ehrlich found out, even in jazz, there is no escaping deadlines.
Back in 1959, Duke Ellington was asked by Hollywood director Otto Preminger to compose the score for Anatomy of a Murder. Both Ellington and Preminger were famous perfectionists and procrastinators. The official premiere was only 4 weeks away, and the film hadn't even been scored. Film executives were going crazy. Annie Keebler, archivist at the Rutgers Institute of Jazz Studies, says Preminger rushed Ellington and two buddies out to a fancy hotel in Los Angeles.
In 3 days, they completed the scores and the other themes of the film without actually seeing the finished footage. Ellington worked all his life, and he said it repeatedly, "I ain't nothing without a deadline, baby."
And in the space of those 3 days, Ellington and co-composer Billy Strayhorn wrote one of their finest extended pieces. They could do it in part because they had been experimenting with some of the film's tunes long before the formal composition began. That's common for jazz artists. A musical phrase or propulsive rhythm rattles around in their brains for weeks or even years. For some, it then pops out on deadline. But not for steel pan player Andy Norell. He takes a more methodical approach.
You want to play a little tune for
sure,
you?
Sure, absolutely.
Andy leads his own jazz groups and is one of the few foreigners who's composed for Trinidad's annual carnival competition. When he's got a major performance, Andy prefers to get started many weeks in advance.
Composing is a matter of removing all the things that it isn't. You know, trying to get a lot of ideas out there, and then it's not this, it's not that. And it's kind of like sculpting in a way, where you start out with a big, huge piece of rock, and you knock off everything that's not the sculpture, you know, and what you're left with is the piece that you're looking for.
But Andy's the exception. Most jazz artists put off the work as long as possible. I spoke with vocalist Claudia Acuña, who grew up in Chile. She used to be 45 minutes late for everything. But when Claudia moved to New York, she quickly learned that time is money, especially when she was paying for the rehearsal hall.
As I became, I guess, more responsible and more aware of the time, not only my time, but other people's time, that if you said 11:30, it's 11:30. And when people try to come late to my rehearsals or things, I will get mad.
Esta tarde vi llover, vi gente correr, y no estabas tú. La otra tarde vi llegar, un lucero azul, y no estabas tú.
Claudia is part of a talented group of younger singers who also compose their own music. Whether writing in Spanish or English, Claudia has learned to impose deadlines on her muse.
People like me, we work with so much freedom, but on the other hand, nobody's really pushing you sometimes that I need to have a strategy. Like from here to this, I would like to have this done. So then when I get to that deadline that I put myself, if I haven't, I see where I am and what it needs to be done. Otherwise, things can go forever.
El otoño vi llegar al mar y cantar, y no estabas tú.
Somehow that imposed sense of order creates musical inspiration.
I have those things that I woke up in the middle of the night with a melody and I have to go into my recording tape. When you think about it, it's like from nothing, something becomes a melody, a story. It's really amazing. La, 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 la.
For Studio 360, I'm Reese Erlich.